Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good for this June 2nd, 2023. It is 7:04 on the clock. Have your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of the news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And, of course, our head of production, Mr. Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
We've got everybody here. We're going to have some fun. We've got the James gang, as you guys call it, back together. This could be fun. We're going to have a good show today. We're actually going to kick things off talking about some scheduling differences, changes, some growth going on around here. We will talk about that in just a moment. A little bit later, we'll get into our National Day of calendar. We also got it being National Donut Day.
Woo!
Rejoice, people, rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the mighty donut we will celebrate today. We also have 10 things that were normal 25 years ago but are a luxury now.
Interesting.
Number one on the list, water. No.
Number two on the list, things you can repair.
Yes.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I don't even know if that's on the list, but they got to remember that. That's a good one. We're also going to get into some other fun this hour, and then we at the top of the hour, we'll have CBS News come in, catch up on all your world news. And after that, we will be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trombley, going to join us. Get you ready for the weekend. Looking forward to that. We love talking to Paul. After all of that, I have here four things to look forward to in June. This covers sports, TV, entertainment, holidays, all that. We'll kick that off in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right.
8 o'clock hour, jam-packed. Not only that, we got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club to celebrate for today, tomorrow, Sunday. And, of course, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Seth and Melissa and I are going to play a TV theme song. This one's not going too far back, and I actually think it might be kind of easy. It's a little bit different type of theme song, but I think you guys are going to be able to get it right away. So get ready for that and be able to have the chance to win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That is two adult meals. That is two kids meals. That is a meal you do not have to cover.
That's nice.
How many times do you, whether you're alone just for yourself or with your family, like, what are we going to eat tonight? I had a job.
Does
I had
somebody a, have a plan?
At some point, I was supposed to think of something to eat. It's 4 o'clock.
What am I doing?
Culver's.
There you go.
Perfect. Culver's. Boom. And you're done. We got it covered for you, everybody. I'm going to do that. Of course, at 9 o'clock hour, going to also feature a little entertainment news. We'll let you know what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen. Got some Billy Joel news I want to touch on. And Forbes list of America's richest self-made women.
Oh, interesting.
Hey. Yeah, interesting. I want to get into that one, too. Melissa, number 45.
Where is this imaginary money you speak of?
All this coming up for you, everybody. And of course, it's live radio, and as you can tell, we have no control. The inmates are running the asylum, and that's the way we like it around here. That's the way it's been for a while, actually.
That's true, yeah.
Just a heads up, we have one more morning magazine for you for tonight, for today, and that's going to be a fun one. In part one, we're going to speak with Representative Scott Krug, Wisconsin State Assembly District 72 Representative Scott. Him and his team recently had a, his colleagues, I should say, had a bill that they've been working on for like 20 years that has just passed. I want to talk with them about that. And, of course, if you did not hear overnight, the Senate sent the debt ceiling legislation to President Biden's best to sign, and it is in all likelihood that he will sign it. So I want to talk a little bit about that with Scott. And, of course, Brewers.
Because most importantly, yeah.
That is the deal. With Scott and I do our homework, and then we get to talk sports like the last 2 minutes. Like that's the deal. That's how we do it. So all that's lined up for you today. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. How is everybody doing? Melissa, how you doing this morning?
I am awake and here on my second cup of coffee, and I've eaten half my breakfast.
You do seem awake today.
She's raring to go.
I had a lot of news to cover this morning. With some of the changes we have coming, things have been just, a little bit different. And then one of my colleagues went on vacation today, took a first vacation. So I was covering for her as well. It was an interesting morning.
Yeah, I imagine. We're so dang proud of you and appreciate so much of the work that you're doing here about that.
Oh, thanks.
when Melissa came on, she was going to be the head of our news department, but news wasn't what it was at that time with Heart of Wisconsin Media. That was their approach to news was a little bit different, be a little brief, local, in and out, a little more of that. And not to say that it wasn't still heavy lifting, but it wasn't what Civic is, where Civic is a lot more news-based. based, a lot more heavy political based in that. And that's a whole different ballgame. You know that anytime you open up, if you've opened up a newspaper, I should say, everything's sectioned and everything's in different places and stuff. And Melissa's doing a lot of that. She's jumping from different place to place to do these things. We greatly appreciate that. I bring that all up, and one, to brag about Melissa a little bit, but also to let the audience know that she'll be leaving us a little early today. She's got some other, got the day job to take care of.
Right. Can't just stick around and have fun with you guys all day.
Yeah. No, yeah, no. Can't have that. No.
We appreciate that. But Melissa is going to be with us Monday, along with Seth. We're going to kick off our new content. The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new.
Mm-hmm.
That is Socrates.
Nah, that's a good saying.
It's a good saying. It's also very old.
Very old.
Socrates, long time ago.
Pretty very long guy. Time ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have been dealing with change literally since the dawn of like everything.
Existence.
Like beginning. Like literally, this is all they could call it the Big Bang. It could be the big change too.
That's
like,
true.
That's just fine.
Yeah.
Change happens. Change is all about how your perception of it, your perspective of it, and the way you adapt to it. I'm very honest with the audience about things. I like to do real radio because I know the best way from hearing from the audience, from hearing you out there, what works. And you out there have told me that you want this and you like this, so I'm going to keep doing this. And being honest with everybody, these were not our decisions. These changes. This was not something that was in our hands. We were able to have meetings about this and come to a negotiation, a good compromise. Very similar to last night, what happened with our government and our parties. We came to a understanding where neither party came out of that smiling with a huge smile on their face.
Right.
That's how you know. Usually, that's how you know it was done as fair as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing here. We've got a young company that is growing and expanding every second, it seems like, and doing their best to take care of this state and to do right by this state, to do right by, in a lot of different ways. And so we here at WFHR, we're going to adapt with that, and we're going to work with that. We, like you out there, have been through a lot of change over the last 3 years, and we're all in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
You guys out there, we're feeling the same stuff here. But we also know that we're adults, and you do no good complaining or crying or whining about stuff. That's not our style. That's not what we do. Not only here in the Midwest, but what we do here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
We adapt and we make things better and stronger. And we're going to do that with the help of you guys, especially if you are streaming us out there. Please stream us. Please stream us, everybody.
Get the streaming going. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And things kick off on Monday.
We are
going to be starting these changes on Monday. It all kicks off on our sister station, WIRI, where we'll be kicking off the Sunrise Show, the three of us. 7 to 8 will be over there, very similar to this hour here, where we're going to be hanging out with everybody. We're going to talk a little bit, and then we are going to touch on some, you know, country happenings, country news, birthdays, moments in history, that kind of stuff, and use that to kind of lead into music. Play some music. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back, talk a little bit. I've got some poll questions for you guys, and I want to get ready. Should I give them the poll question now? They can't vote on it yet.
Sure.
My poll question, our first poll question is going to be, should I be doing the country morning show in a cowboy hat? I want to do right by our audience, and I'm not going to lie to the audience. They know that country music is in my wheelhouse. I'm going to be learning. I've been doing my homework. I've been hanging out and talking with Terry a bit more about country music.
Yep.
So I'm just curious, if I should. I want to do this right. I don't want to mess this up. So that is going to be the poll question to the audience on Monday, and there's a little tease for you about that. We're going to have so much fun with that show. We're going to be playing a lot of music for you. We're looking forward to bringing in live guests and using that hour for that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Promoting WIRI, Wiz Country 105.5. That station's been there for a couple of years, and we've been dying and trying so hard, going back to Heart of Wisconsin Media, to put some live content on there, to put a live morning show on there. We've tried. It is difficult finding somebody. I think there's a lot of businesses out there that can relate to that, that can understand that. So we have a small staff, so how do we do this while not sacrificing the WFHR audience? And this is the best compromise we could find, where we're using this limited staff we have to be able to cover all these bases.
Right.
This is to my fellow sports fans out there. When you played baseball with your friends and you only had like four or five guys, you got like two guys in the outfield, one guy maybe in the infield, no catcher, and you got to, you know, you miss, you got to hit like the first pitch that comes to you because you don't want to go get the ball.
you have to run and get it, right?
That's what we're doing here, and you got, the audience gets that. You get that out there. We appreciate that. We just encourage you to come along the ride with us. Mm-hmm. Join us over on WIRI. Especially if you haven't given 105.5 a chance, give it a shot. Listen to it over with us there, and then just like we're going to walk across the hall to WFHR here,
you just can do turn your radio dial.
Yeah, just flip right over. We're both
FM. Switch on streaming.
Yes, please.
That's right.
If you have the app streaming.
If you have the app, it's easy to switch from IRI to FHR. So
it is.
Just flip over, just push the button, or push the button. It's not even a button. You touch the screen.
Touch the screen.
Boy, I just went back to the like 40 years ago.
I liked it. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Touch the screen, and then you can get to wherever you need to go. So it's awesome.
So Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI. Then from 8 to 10, we're right back here at WFHR for mornings. And along with that, while I wanted the team to be very similar for some consistency for the audience and everything, our co-hosts are going to be the same on both morning shows. We're not moving anything as far as our segments, as far as our show and a show, those kind of things. Kitchen's Open, Misty's Menu, Star of the Day, Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, Pet of the Week. All going to be at the same time slot because we don't have to change it.
Yep.
The 8 o'clock hour was kind of always that promotion hour anyway. So now it's just going to be the second segment of the day will be Misty's.
Yep.
Instead of kind of like moving. That way we have that consistency, the audience. If you guys are used to flipping on to listen to Misty's, that it's there where you're used to it. You're used to the Kitchen's Open being on at 9. It's right there for you.
Yep.
Thought that was the best way to do this. I will let the audience know that there are going to be some tightening up of this show because obviously we got 3 hours. We've had a lot of fun with it. But I want to know what you want. Like, do you like the National Day of Calendar? I've heard from a lot of the audience that they do, but I'm not 100%, and that was honestly a while ago. Mm-hmm. So I want to know if you guys want us to keep on doing that segment. I want to know if you like this that ain't right stories. We're not moving the good stories of the day. That's always going to be here. As long as I am in this chair, we are doing good stories of the day. The news does not do enough good news, let alone local good news. We're definitely covering that. That's our job here. So we're definitely covering that. But other stuff, I'm curious. I want to know from you guys out there. Maybe this gives us a chance to come up with new segment ideas and some new fun things. But it's going to be the usual unusual suspects that you've always known. I think that this is going to be a lot easier to get used to for people than we might expect for all of us, you out there and us here. Now, a big change comes with Morning Magazine. Today is the final day of Morning Magazine being what it was. Morning Magazine is something that Carl and Pam created to highlight and to help this community not only raise awareness to nonprofits and to businesses, but events and a chance to sit down and really talk with community members. Mm-hmm. It's an integral part not only of what we do here, but radio, period. Not just WFHR, but radio.
Yep.
Tell me how many shows exist like Morning Magazine right now, please. 424-2600. Maybe I need, 715-424-2600. Maybe that'll change it. Anybody? There is no show like Morning Magazine.
Nope.
There's nothing like it. We're not losing that show. We fought to keep that show. We're going to keep that show. We just have to move it. It will now be Midday Magazine. It'll be on from 3 to 4. Now, this may not affect you out there that much, but for our guests that come in with us and everything, we're not moving that. We're still going to record it from, 10 to 11.
Right.
Just like we always have. That way our guests don't have to move their schedules around or anything like that.
Because many of them are booked far in advance.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I will let, and this is just between you and us, okay, everybody? This is between all of us. Sometimes our guests aren't here on time, or they have to cancel at the last minute or something like that, which is understandable. Everybody's day job.
Wait, they're human?
Exactly. This is going to help that. This is going to help that content be even better instead of me spending like 5 minutes reading you some community calendar stuff or whatever.
Right.
We'll be able to correct those things. We'll be able to make that thing better. We may even be able to get new guests on and different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your timeline is different.
I'm even open to coming in at, from 3 to 4 to do a live episode of Morning Magazine, because I will be here from 3 to 4 every Monday. Playmakers is still intact, everybody. Playmakers will be the way we kick things off during the week, and that'll be from 3 to 4 every Monday. Shout out to our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids, sponsoring the show. I think that this is a really cool opportunity. Now, we've got some really consistent list callers on Playmakers. We greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Please hang out with us at the 3 o'clock hour. I think we can get even more new people and different people on the air. I think it'll be a lot of fun. So really looking forward to that. Want you guys to join us for Playmakers from 3 to 4. It's going to be a real blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. And this is the lineup. This is where things are. You know, we are looking to create more content on WIRI. We're looking to do more on our weekends here at WFHR.
Indeed.
We, of course, got Rafter Baseball for you all summer long.
Most importantly.
and plenty more. Speaking of Rafter Baseball, Monday, be listening to the morning show, the Sunrise Show on WIRI. We're going to give away some Rafter tickets.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Looking forward to that. Ooh. Quick shout out to Beth. Quick shout out to Beth.
I forgot my phone this morning, so she brought it in for
Beth
me. Thank you.
Also known as Seth's memory.
I was charging it. I forgot. That's what happens.
That is a true partnership. Nicely done, Beth. Good morning to you, by the way. Good morning. Beth says good morning to everybody. We're gonna have some fun, and all this, all of this, we want to hear from you out there. We love talking to you. Now, that includes emailing us, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. But also when we're talking to you, 424-2600. Spread the word not only about us streaming, about the Civic Media app, but about, hey, you know, they're taking more calls. They're looking for you guys to call up more and everything. I've been trying to do this for over 6 years. I'm just going to keep hitting at it. I'm just going to keep bugging you guys.
So start calling. Otherwise, you're just going to get tired of it. I'm telling you. He's going to keep it up. He's not going to stop.
We are going to get into our weekend content a little bit later. We'll touch on that. And we've got plenty more fun coming up. National Day of Calendars right around the corner here at the Morning Show on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Happy Friday. I didn't even say happy Friday. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Happy Friday, everybody. Jeez.
First things first, yeah.
It's a busy morning.
Yeah.
It's been a bit busy.
Lots to go over today.
Yes. It's time to, including in that, is time for us to go over our National Day of Calendar, which, again, is a segment I'm curious to know if you guys want us to keep doing out there. That includes our staff, by the way. I try to ask you guys every once in a while, hey, do you like this or not? And not too often. Not too often, of course. You know, I don't want you guys to get big heads or anything. I don't Diving into the National Love Calendar, it is National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
Love me some rotisserie chicken, just not super often.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is.
Doesn't
tasty,
agree
though.
With me.
Oh, really?
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah.
So just rotisserie chicken, like other chicken, is fine.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
It's something to do with the spices, I think,
and the
way they cook it, and probably the oil.
I'm with you. I like chicken. I can't eat a ton of chicken though. just in general, any kind of chicken. I couldn't eat it like more than 3 times a week kind of thing. Not like pizza or stuff like that. I don't know.
You are no Wade Boggs, mister.
No. Wade Boggs, of course, famously, what was it before? Every game?
Every single game he had some kind of chicken. Yep.
Yeah. I love the stories. Now, even you, Melissa, I think we get into the superstitious baseball stories.
Like yes.
They're great.
They're funny.
National Leave the Office Early Day.
All right, I'm out.
So we will see you guys on Monday. You guys are good, right? All of you out there, you're good. Go ahead, play some music. Make the place your own. Go ahead. Have some fun. Kick back, enjoy, and we'll see what happens. none of us have a job on Monday.
No.
Yeah. National Leave the Office Early Day. We work. When you can find the openings, take a little bit of time off.
Just
walk away from the job a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm currently even trying to do that, everybody.
He is.
With Thursdays. I usually teach Thursday nights. I'm trying to take those off.
Okay.
I'm trying to take that off.
Going to try to hold you to that.
See how that goes.
Yeah.
Part of the reason I've had to do that is also all the crazy changes we have had around here.
Of course.
So it's a little bit of that.
It's understandable.
National Rocky Road Day.
I love ice cream? Yeah.
I love what Seth was doing there. That's good.
Just listen to the Weird Al song. You'll get it there.
Yeah. Just a Weird Al for you. I am not a marshmallow guy. There are two ways I don't mind marshmallows. S'mores, like 90% of the audience, and Rocky Road. I like a little, actually, you know what? Some cereals. Some cereals.
Some marshmallow cereals, yeah. But
those don't count as marshmallows, though. They're like crispy
sugar
bits. Yeah.
That's probably a good point. It's probably a fair point. You guys like Rocky Road?
I do, and I think I'm with you, James. I'm a non-marshmallow guy, including s'mores. I don't like s'mores either because of that. But
weird.
Rocky Road, I can handle Rocky Road because you really don't taste the marshmallows.
Yeah,
there's so much other stuff in there, you know.
I don't know. I could skip it very easily.
Really? Okay.
Hot chocolate. Hot chocolate, you know, some of the smaller marshmallows.
The mini marshmallows.
Yeah, it's mini marshmallows.
Yeah, it's not too bad. The Rocky Road dessert was first created in Australia in 1853.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, unscrumptious businessman took confectionery items that had been spoiled by their journey from Europe and mixed them with local nuts as well as low-quality chocolate to try to recover them instead of throwing them out.
Low-quality chocolate.
Wow.
And spoiled confectionery items. Yum.
Yum.
Wow. Rocky Road.
This is the origin of Rocky Road. It's aptly named then.
Dang it. That's the joke I was trying to make. I had it right there. I can taste it. It was right there. Rocky Road had a real rocky beginning. It's right there.
It's better than you didn't, actually.
Melissa's was much better. It was much better. It is National Fish and Chips Day.
Oh, yum.
Get yourself some fish and chips.
Yum.
The stereotypical UK meal.
Except in the picture they show what we call chips.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. That is one of those things where I would be a complete tourist. I get to England. That's one of the first things I'm trying.
Yes.
Would you eat it with the vinegar?
Yeah, I don't know. I would try it. I would try it with, you know, I'm a very bad eater, but when I'm in different surroundings, I tend to go with the environment.
Oh.
You wouldn't believe the way I eat when I'm in Texas.
Really?
You guys would be shocked. How I eat in Texas. I eat a lot more pork. I eat a lot more, I almost called them marshmallows. Mashed potatoes.
You eat mashed potatoes in other states?
Yes.
Yeah, at least in Texas he does. Yeah.
Win in Rome.
All right.
I mean, I am Italian. I mean, that was bad. That was bad. I apologize for that.
Wow.
It is National Donut Day. We mentioned this before, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it a little bit as we celebrate the National Donut Day. Now, the history of the donut, let us see here. For some people, we are betting that they may wish every day was in honor of the special treat. However, the day was special significance and goes all the way back to the events of the First World War. There wasn't a lot for our soldiers to cheer about when they risked their life and limb on a daily basis. But National Donut Day came to pass in part due to the efforts of a doctor in the military in the First World War who sought to brighten the day of the wounded soldiers he worked on. On his first day on the military base, he purchased 8 dozen donuts and gave one to each soldier he worked on. After giving one to Lieutenant General Samuel Gary, who received it with great mirth and appreciation for the doctor's work, Samuel decided to start a fundraiser, letting the young doctor, Morgan Pett, to continue to provide donuts to his patients. The fundraiser began working together with the Salvation Army, who, after a fact-finding mission, determined that many needs of the soldiers could be met by creating social centers that would provide all sorts of amenities, including the donuts.
Wow.
The Salvation Army sent 250 volunteers to France to help put these huts together, which soon became a mainstay of military life. All from the donut.
Wow.
And really, before that, kindness and empathy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
This doctor, that was not, he did not have to do that. His job was not to give them a donut, to show some kindness, to try to make them smile in these dark moments. That wasn't his job, but he took it upon himself to go the extra mile, give them this donut, and look what came of that.
Yeah.
Look what can happen from kindness, just from empathy.
Simple act of kindness. Isn't
more
that great?
Donuts. I mean, our soldiers are. it's amazing. My grandfather told me this story when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's part of the reason I love donuts. I don't know. But maybe it's Homer Simpson.
I was going to say that and Homer Simpson,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
there
exactly,
you go.
Yeah. Donuts didn't become widely available for public consumption until the 1920s when inventor Adolf Levitt created a gadget to mass produce donuts from his bakery. Word caught on, and in 1934 at Chicago's World Fair, donuts became the poster material. People the world over soon began to fall in love with this tasty offering.
It also proves that donuts are like one of the great social foods.
Yeah, yes.
It's one of those things that you always seem to eat with a group, or you know, it's there for gatherings and things. Donuts are always there.
Taking a quick look at, or I didn't know if you had something, Melissa. I didn't want to cut.
I just like the origin of the hole, and it's a legend. Is when Harrison, out of a distaste for the undercooked centers and greasiness of the existing shapes and options, punched a hole in the center with a tin pepper box, and voila, the traditional shape of the dessert you crave and love was born today, allegedly.
That's allegedly.
Awesome. I have. I don't know if I've mentioned this to some before. I know I have at least one of you, or if not both. But when I was a kid, we would go to my Nana Papa would come by on Sundays. My mom and dad and the four of us would go to Dunkin' Donuts,
mm-hmm.
and I was little. And we go there like 6, 7 in the morning. So the guy would always give me a bunch of donut holes. And I thought he made those just for me. I thought, you know, he's got to punch a hole in the donut anyway.
Oh,
why
awesome.
Just throw away that material?
Oh,
why not give it to this little skinny kid? You know, why not give it to him?
Cute.
I don't know how long I thought that.
No, really, they're leftovers. They're the middles.
I'd love to know the look on my face when I went into a store and saw them selling mass quantities of those. Taking a look at Saturday's National Day of, it's World Cider Day. That's a good one.
Cider.
Some cider. National Egg Day. That's a good one, too. National Black Bear Day.
Mm-hmm. careful with that one.
Yeah. National. Mm-hmm. Careful how you celebrate that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
National Trails Day. Get out there on those trails, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for it.
Nice.
I'd love to get some hiking in this weekend. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, on Saturday, it is National Cancer Survivors Day.
Very cool.
Very thankful to all of you that are fighting out there, to all of you that have fought the good fight, and certainly to those that we have lost to the fight.
Mm-hmm.
We think of you, we appreciate you, we remember you. By the way, everybody, cancer is still beating us. You know, get our heads together. Science, get your heads together. Let's work together and let's get this figured out. Looking at Sunday, our national day of calendar, it's National Old Maids Day. Now, does
the
that
picture.
Mean you can? Yeah, the picture's perfect, Melissa.
I can see it. It's an old lady with big curlers in her hair, red glasses, red necklace. Looks great.
I want to hang out with that lady. She's awesome. I would definitely hang out. I'd play some cards. I'd play old maid with her. That's what I was curious though. Are they trying to play on the stereotype, or is it about the? Yeah, it's about the stereotype.
Okay, yeah.
The old maid kind of thing and stuff. Yeah. Well, I would say that, if you think that you're in this, embrace it.
Yeah,
be
exactly.
You. Be you. Embrace. National International Corgi Day. Corgi Day.
Corgi? Like corgi. The dog?
Yeah, like corgi. Yeah, I said it wrong. Yeah, Corgi Day. Yeah. Along with that, it's National Hug Your Cat Day. So, good thing you got two arms.
If you can catch your cat,
yeah,
to get him in a hug. Cats and hugs, they don't seem to like him that much.
Yeah,
so.
It depends on the cat, but most often not.
Might need some Band-Aids. And on Sunday, it is National Cheese Day.
How about that?
Hey.
That's a good one.
Especially for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We're all about the cheese.
Very appropriate.
I mean, I can't think of many better ways to celebrate than celebrate here in Wisconsin.
That's
and
right.
There's plenty of ways, too. I would say, you know, heading off to your local cheese factory. You know, we have one of the most amazing ones in the country right near us here in Rudolph. And
that's
everything.
Right.
There's a good one there. There's all the kinds of great places. But I would say most importantly, and especially to Wisconsin people out there, but really all across the state that you're listening to us, across the country, I mean, that you're listening to us, we encourage you to buy Wisconsin cheese.
It's the best.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I'm sorry, California, but it is. It's the best. It's the best.
And oftentimes in grocery stores, you can find local cheese.
Mm-hmm,
or
that's true.
Definitely cheese that's made here in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
Most importantly, wherever you are, support your local farmers, support your local ag industry whenever you can, farmers markets, those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And most states, especially here in Wisconsin, tell you by a little label on there. It's a little red label. Mm-hmm. Yep. Tells you right there, made in Wisconsin.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Happy Friday. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. And it's National Donut Day, everybody.
Woohoo!
Oh, rejoice, donut lovers. Happy Donut Day, everybody. It's always the first Friday in June. And the Salvation Army, of course, as we mentioned, started this in honor of their donut lassies, is what they were called. That was the mm-hmm. one, the terminology. I forgot to mention that before.
Or donut dollies.
Yeah, yeah, those are both really
good. Donut dollies.
I like those. As always, a lot of donut places have done deals that include the two biggest ones, Dunkin' and Krispy Kreme. One more national chain. Let's go ahead and let everybody know. You can get some free donuts today.
Yum.
Krispy Kreme is offering one free donut to everyone today. No purchase necessary. Just stop in and you can get one.
Nice.
Dunkin' is giving out one free donut if you buy a drink.
Okay.
Not bad.
Not bad. At least you ain't got to go through an app and do this and right. scan a code and, you know, and all mm-hmm. these different things. And
stuff. Dunkin's got some pretty good coffee, so you can buy your coffee and yeah. get your donut. Yeah.
I am a mm-hmm. huge fan of Dunkin'. I would love for Dunkin' to be our coffee sponsor here. Them, Quick Trip. Like, we got a lot of good coffee around here.
We do.
From the ground up. I mean, we got a lot mm-hmm. of coffee places around here. That's all I'm saying. We drink coffee every morning. You guys could be sponsoring that coffee. Something, and this is part of the reason I'm doing this, you guys. Duck Donuts.
Duck Donuts?
Has anybody heard of Duck Donuts? It's a regional chain.
No.
It's
new to me.
I have not heard of this, but this sounds awesome. Like, first off, great name.
Yes.
Great name. Yep. Okay, so it's a Pennsylvania company, it looks like. They are in North Carolina as well.
Okay.
And it looks like they are one of those ones where they just got, like, all kinds of crazy donuts.
Awesome. Oh, one of those, like, styling donut places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want one of those in town here. Like, I'm willing to, like, do that part-time.
Can we open a franchise
yeah,
here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm willing to do that part-time. Like, just to... You didn't have to pay me. Like, I'll just do it.
Just for donuts.
Yeah, yeah. Duck Donuts is giving out free cinnamon sugar donuts. No purchase necessary.
Ooh.
So even they're even cool. They're cool people. Even.
Yeah, look at that.
And finally, Taco Bell.
Huh? What?
Taco Bell has a Donut Day deal. If you order through any of their big delivery apps and spend $20, then they'll throw you some cinnamon bun donut delights. See, this is where they do these things wrong, man. They give you too many darn things. You don't just have to order through their app, but you also got to spend $20?
Yeah.
Come
just
on.
Just to get some free dessert.
Why even do it? Why even do it then? Like, you
man.
Know, plus, it's been years since I've been to Taco Bell. I got nothing against Taco Bell, but it's been a long time.
I'm like most 20
Can't you get everything on the menu for $20? Like,
it used to be.
It used to be, at least.
You can get everything for
I
like
doubt
under
you
a
could
buck.
Do it now.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point. Not sure about that. Probably not. Probably not.
Maybe that was something that I always, like, the reason I didn't go to Taco Bell so much. Why is their food so inexpensive? It makes me worry a little, you know?
Yeah.
Get what you pay for.
Yep. Does anybody have a go-to donut? Do you even like donuts? 424-2600. Call up, and throughout the whole show today, you can answer that one. Mm-hmm. How about you guys? Melissa, do you like... I don't know if I've ever seen you really eat donuts. I don't know.
Well, I try to avoid them because, I mean, they're just delicious little pockets of fat. But I do like donuts.
Okay.
If I had to pick one I was going to go to really indulge, it would probably be a maple frosted bacon.
Mm.
Oh.
Nice choice.
Yeah.
Maple frosted bacon.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Wow, that's a whole meal right there. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love
How
that.
How about you, Seth?
I'm a fritter guy.
Oh,
I like fritters, especially blueberry or strawberry works as well. Any kind of fruit flavoring, I guess I could go for, especially if they're big fritters. You can get some like big ones, and I love those.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good. I like.
How about you, James?
Thank you. I like anything maple flavored. Certainly,
of course.
Anything with chocolate on it. I am not. I will eat any donut. I just don't like cream filled donuts. I like jelly filled donuts. I just don't like those.
You just like the dough. The of the donut.
You know what I've been into lately, and I haven't really liked them since I was a kid. But you remember the cinnamon twists?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
They get all of the sugar gets all over you
all
and
over
everything.
Your hands.
And
yeah.
And you're licking your fingers. And you can tear them apart.
Untwist them. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I miss those. Those are really good. And a good Long John. Those are
good
classics.
Too.
Those are classics. Those are good ones.
And you know, I got to say that you got something for the classic cake donut. You know, just the regular little.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the mood.
Those are always good. I mean, those are never bad.
And they're great dipped in coffee.
Yep.
Well, we don't. It's a good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah. There may not be one of these crazy confection, donut shops around, but we do have a Dunkin' in town. We do, of course, have our friends over at Gremler's Bakery that are opening up.
I think they just opened, actually.
Yeah, they did
the
just open. Yeah. They just opened. I always encourage you to support local and check out those great establishments, whether they advertise with us or not. I tease about that, but we support our local people.
We do.
And, of course, IGA and Quick Trip both have excellent donuts as well.
Quality foods, right?
Yeah,
quality foods.
Right. IGA, yes. Yep. And now with them, the only catch is you got to get there like right as soon as they put them out. They're gone. They're gone right away.
They go quick in the morning.
That just tells you how good they are. So maybe if you even can't get a free donut today, support donuts, everybody.
Support your local donuts.
more importantly, support local, buy local.
Yeah.
But you can do both. You can do both. Take a break. Come back and have some more fun with this list that we have here of 10 things that were normal 25 years ago but are a luxury now. Coming up on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Yeah. 80s in effect. A little Running Scared for you from the soundtrack Running Scared. Billy Crystal, Gregory Hines. It's a classic. Not really.
Wow. For a second, I thought I was under the sea. Under the sea.
That Caribbean stuff was pretty big in the 80s for a while there. Seth, you got a text from somebody.
Yeah, I got a text from a listener with their donut of choice. Crescent donut with yellow frosting.
Ooh.
That sounds really good. Yeah.
Nice choice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nicely done, listener. That's a good one. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, feeling the rhythm of the night. Oh, it just went away. Oh, it just went away. Right
sorry,
when I was going to go to the refrain. It was in the rhythm of the night.
Yeah.
People on social media are talking about things that were normal 20 to 30 years ago but are considered a luxury now. And so we're going to get into some of the highlights of these. Now, I'm going to go to the top of the list because I actually don't agree with the first one.
Ooh.
First one on this list, new furniture made out of real wood. I was alive 20, 30 years ago, and they had this whole, like, there isn't anybody that had an entertainment center that was made of real wood.
No.
And everybody had an entertainment center.
Yeah.
Like, especially in the 80s, 90s, like, everybody had one. Even if you didn't have a TV, you had an entertainment center.
You're using it for something else, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And none of those were made of real wood. So,
I mean,
right away off the gate.
It's all prefab stuff, yeah.
How about owning the software you purchased?
Oh, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
Yes, which is actually kind of sad when you think about it.
Yeah,
That is not really a thing anymore. It's like, ugh. Ah.
I'd almost now they try to sell this to you as, well, we're making updates all the time, so you know that's why it's easier for you this way and stuff. And I'd rather own my own stuff.
Yeah,
I kind of miss that.
I'm with you, man.
Concert tickets. Technology has made a lot of things better and more accessible, but its effect on concert tickets is definitely not one of them. I didn't even bother thinking about like going to most shows anymore.
No.
Like, I didn't even... the last time I looked at it, there was a Living Color concert. Not exactly the most popular band in the world.
Right.
Tickets were gone. Gone. Like, I didn't get there right away, but I was about a half an hour jumping on, and it was like a ghost town. It was
wow.
All that was left was a tumbleweed. That's it. Like, it was... this is a big one. Single-income families buying a home.
Oh. Yeah, forget that.
And really, I don't even know if 20, 30 years ago, how realistic that was.
It was starting to diminish even 20, 30 years ago. You're right, 100%.
We have a crisis, of course, going on with housing in this country, and we've talked about this quite a bit and everything. We mainly focus on the fact that we need more inventory. We need better a better income. Period. Like for families.
Yeah.
The biggest strain on the housing market and why there is so much homelessness and everything is that it is so much easier for people to fall into it now. You are one heartbeat away. Did you see the Alice report? Did you? I mean, you know, it's not hard for you to fathom. It's not hard to reach.
No. One paycheck, one small catastrophe away from losing your home.
Yep. Oh.
Good quality fabric and clothing, and similarly, household products that don't break within a few years.
A little bit of, that lasted a little bit longer, were made for the longer haul. Anyway, you're right. Oof.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Nope. It's a throwaway society.
Mm-hmm. Affordable health care.
God, even when we were kids, it was starting to go bad on that. So, yeah. Mm. Oh.
Privacy. That's kind of funny. It's a little tongue-in-cheek there, I think, but yeah, like being able to let loose and have a good time without the risk of being recorded and it popping up on social media,
right?
Yeah,
so there's something about that too. Yeah,
you know, I really do believe in choosing your battles wisely, and I agree with this to a degree, but I feel like the people that are agreeing with this are all people that would be canceled.
see what you mean, yeah.
I feel like it's one thing to want to go hang out and cut loose and just act a fool or whatever and not want people to take pictures of you, you know, when
being
you're passed
silly,
out
right,
and stuff like that. Yeah, that I get. I completely understand that. But I'm talking more of like, yeah, I used to be able to get away with this, but now I can't get away with this anymore, whatever this is.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to feel bad for you about that.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't get away with it.
Yeah, yeah. I do kind of get it to a degree.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Calling a company and getting a real person on the phone.
Dream on. Yep. Dream on. Getting anyone to answer, period.
Yeah.
Even if automation. They're a bigger company, yeah.
Forget
there's
it.
no real chance.
I'm trying to think of the last time I called and got a real person. Trying to think. I know that I have. I just can't think of many. And there certainly isn't many.
Local businesses. That's where you get a real person.
There you go.
Actually, this is kind of funny. I think the last time I called and got a real person was when I had to talk to the IRS about something. And they did. It was someone, a real person.
Why do
nice.
I go?
Yeah.
That's cool. I also, I feel like the IRS are the type of people, though, they'll answer on the first ring, like right away. Hey, it's us. Hey,
yeah, we're here.
How can we help you? Yeah. What you need?
You're calling us?
Hey, thanks for calling, man. We weren't sure if the phones were working. We weren't. That's a good one. Leg room on an airplane.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Cram? Yeah, how many people can they cram in there? Now?
Sardines. We're just sardines in a can. That's what it turns into. And
exactly.
The final one on this list: boredom. There's always something to take your attention nowadays.
Ah, not being able to be bored.
But here's the problem with that. People get bored more often in a shorter period of time because their attention span only lasts about, you know, what, 10 to 15 seconds sometimes? Think about all the scrolling you do through social media. If I start watching a video that's longer than 3 minutes, I usually quit after about the first 50 seconds. Sometimes sooner than that if it doesn't catch my attention.
I don't know. I kind of disagree. Squirrel.
Yeah,
exactly. Mostly,
have you met my kids? Have you been hanging out with my kids lately? That's exactly. Because I hear from them all the time. I'm bored. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And see, when I was a kid, you didn't dare say around, like, especially grandma.
Not my dad. My dad was
same
way.
Same here.
Yeah. They were more than happy to give you something to do. Yeah. Yep.
You know, and our parents were those of us that had parents like that, because my mom and dad the same thing. Mm-hmm. Both my parents were like that. My dad really loved it when he heard you say that.
Mm-hmm. Got put to work every time.
They were training us. They were setting us up for bosses. I've never done this, but I'll never forget one of my early jobs. And the kid that was training me gets done and looks over to his manager and says, "All right, I'm done training. What do I do now? I'm bored." And the way that Jason and my manager at the time, he lit up as it just started having him dusting the store and this and that and stuff.
Don't ever say that to your boss. No, don't ever do that.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Just look for what else you can do.
Yep, exactly. Keep busy. Keep busy. What is it? The phrase, if you're leaning, you could be working, something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I can't remember
the phrase, though. Yeah.
Just touching really quickly on Rafters news, which a big shout out to Melissa. I appreciate you including that when you can in your news, Melissa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's always nice for our listeners to be able to catch those kind of things. Really frustrating night at Winterfield last night as they fell to Green Bay, the Green Bay Rockers, by a score of 8-2, got swept in the series. Remember this, because we're one of those teams that can start out slow often. And by mid-season, the Rockers ain't going to want to play us. So keep that in mind, everybody. This is a team that's just getting their nucleus going and getting their chemistry going here and everything. You straighten out those airs. The bats warm up with the weather a little bit more here, and all of a sudden we're celebrating Rafter victories day after day.
I'm not worried.
Nope, not worried at all. No, they're gonna get this right in no time.
Yep.
We'll be there for the ride because we are your host and home of every Rafter game all season long, and that includes tonight because they never give these kids a day off. Seriously, they started the season on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. All week. Game every week.
That's the baseball. Baseball for you.
It's incredible what these kids do, these teams do, these host families do. We appreciate them very much. Rafter baseball tonight on your radio dial, 6:20. Our pregame starts off as the Rafters are at Fond du Lac for the next couple of games. We will take a break, come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.